Welcome to another episode of the Alaska Airlines Center podcast. We are here with Mike Fisher from Damn Straight Productions. Thank you for being our guest today, and thank you for taking the time to come in.
Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, if you want to just give us a little bit of history, you've been a longtime promoter of expos and shows here in Anchorage, and this year we're hosting the Anchorage Spring Fling for Women, and as well as the Health and Wellness Expo. Coming up April 21st and 22nd, this weekend at the Alaska Airlines Center. If you want to give us a little bit of history with your involvement with shows and what to expect this weekend.
I've been in the trade show business for about 25, 26 years. I started in Portland doing business shows in Portland, Seattle, and Eugene. And then about 1997, I got a chance to come to Alaska to do trade shows. I came up full-time in 1999, and I worked with Aurora Productions for about 8 years. I helped work on the Great Alaska Sportsman Show, the Beer Festival, the Alaska Women Show. And then about 10 years ago, I started my own company, Damn Straight Productions. And I started doing trade shows here in Anchorage, and also I did several shows in the Valley at the Menard Center. So I started the Spring Fling for Women. This will be the 8th year for that. It'll be the 7th year for the Health and Wellness Show. They used to be separate shows, but I've combined them. Especially, it works really well this year using the Alaska Airlines Center, because I can use the East Gym for the Spring Fling for Women and the West Gym for the Health and Wellness Expo. So even though there's two shows under one roof at one time, kind of, but we want everybody that comes into the show to experience the booths in both events. There's information there for both men and women, and so we would like to have as many people as possible come to the show to see products and services that are there to benefit them. It's totally free admission. There's no cost, so you can come as many times as you'd like.
Absolutely. And a great event starts 10 o'clock this Saturday.
John, on Saturday it starts at 11 for the general public, because we are opening the doors at 10. But we're trying to do that from 10 to 11 for the Heart Run participants.
Absolutely.
Because it would be hard for the general public, with the Heart Run being here, to get to the building around 10. If they come, that's fine. We'll accommodate them and let them come in. But we would like the basic opening to be for the general public at 11. Yep. But anybody participating in the Heart Run, we want you to come in and see the show. And we have special door prizes like massages and different things that are just for the Heart Run participant, and special drinks available, door prizes. And so we start at 11, from 11 to 5, or 11, excuse me, 11 to 6 on Saturday, and we start at 10 on Sunday and go until 5.
Absolutely, and a great one-stop place, like you mentioned, two expos going on at the same time. So really something for anybody who comes this weekend. And we touched on a little bit off before we got on here, too. You have some great seminars and speakers, presentations that are going to be there.
Some of these are actually very, very intriguing, even for me. And I've been in the trade show business, as I mentioned, for 25 years. But one of the things that is really interesting as far as the seminars, there is a seminar that's entitled Detecting Cancer with the Breath. It's a group of people here that have started a study using dogs to be trained to detect cancer in people's breath. And it's long been thought that animals were able to do this, but this is an actual study being done in Alaska, and the group is called Alaska Biocanines, and they will be here looking for volunteers, for people that would like to volunteer for this study. So that seminar is going to be at 1 p.m. on Sunday in the seminar room. And some of the other seminars, some of the demonstrations we'll have going on, We will have Hair by Rhonda is doing a presentation at noon on Sunday on women's haircutting techniques. She's also doing one on at 2 p.m. on Sunday on men's hairstyling and cutting techniques. So that would be interesting for people to see. The Elastic Club always supports my shows, and they will be doing a demonstration at 3 p.m. on Saturday regarding Zumba, Insanity, Payo, group cycling, and this is done by their highly trained instructors. So that's something else that is of interest. We have the Hafi Harim Middle Eastern Dancers on the stage noon on Sunday. They do a very entertaining dance. It's like belly dancing, similar to that, but it's more than that. It's what they call Middle Eastern dance. So that is a good presentation. And we do have another stage presentation, 11:30, on both Saturday and Sunday. It's put on by Julie Meir with Farm 779. And it's entitled Learn Why Lacto-Fermented Farm Products Can Be a Game Changer. It's regarding fermented farm products. So I think that's kind of interesting. Tracy Roche Williams from Alaska. Tracy is doing a presentation on a vision map and how to use that vision map as your way to financial freedom. And another seminar that is being held, again, the health is a big part of everybody's life, and probably more so now than ever. But there's a group entitled Let Every Woman Know Alaska. And it is their slogan is bringing a voice to GYN concerns in Alaska. It's an explanation of the organization, their vision and mission, programs, events, and goals for GYN cancer awareness and support in Alaska. This is not only to help people to learn about it and to be aware of it, but also to help people as a support group if they happen to have any GYN cancer. So these are just a few of the seminars. You can go to my website, and we have a complete list and demonstrations that is on there. The website is Damn Straight Productions, is DAMM Straight Productions plural.com. And just for your information, the DAMM is an acronym for Dependable Accountable Marketing Management. It was when I started my company, I wanted a name that people would remember, and this one has done that. So anyway, damnstraightproductions.com. You can click on one of the shows, and there is another balloon there to click on with a full description of all the seminars and the times and dates and who's presenting them. There's also a list of all of the companies participating in the show there. So that is a place to go to look for more of the seminars.
Absolutely. Really a lot to mention on that, and a good resource there on your website. And like you touched on there too, really something for everybody. Please come down, check out the vendors. This is such a tremendous asset for the community and for not only for on the women's expo side of things, but also the health and wellness, and just to have it all under one roof is really a great asset to have, that where people can find the resources that they need, ask the questions that they need, and come down and just learn a little bit of everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I would like to also mention, John, the Blood Bank of Alaska is bringing their Life Mobile, mm-hmm. which is their blood mobile, but they call it the Life Mobile, which is an appropriate name. They will be here on both days from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., Saturday and Sunday. And you can pre-register to donate, or you can do walk-up to donate whenever you're here. You can go to their website, bloodbankofalaska.org, to register. You can also, if you go to our website, there's a phone number there. Yep.
Yeah, they can call to schedule at 222-5630.
Fantastic. Thank you, John.
Mike, if you don't mind me asking, so you mentioned that You've been in the production business for 25 years. How did that start out for you? How did you know that that was a passion that you wanted to pursue?
Well, actually, I didn't know that at the time. A little farther history back, I actually was in the real estate business initially and through the 80s, but you guys probably weren't around then. But in the 80s, there was the real estate market went way south. And so a friend of mine was the general manager for a Business Exhibitors Northwest, which was a trade show production company in Portland. And he asked me if I wanted to come to Portland and work in the trade show business. I didn't even really know what a trade show was, but I thought I would try it and see. So I started in 1992 doing that. Mm-hmm. And I really liked it. I instead of selling property, I was selling booth spaces and trade shows. Right. And so from there, again, I was working in shows in Eugene, Portland, and Seattle. And then I had the opportunity, fortunately, to come to Alaska. And so that was how I got started. It wasn't something I initially thought. I thought I was just going to give it a try for something right. to do for a while. But
that's fun.
Here I am 25 years later doing the same thing.
And how did you end up in Alaska?
Well, the company in Portland that I was working with, they started doing a fall home show here in Alaska in the early 90s. And then the gentleman that was managing that had a disagreement with the owner of the company in Portland. And he asked me if I wanted to come to Alaska to manage the home show. So yeah. I did. This was really a really good time in my life. I came to Anchorage in May of every, I did this for 2 years. I came to Anchorage in May and stayed until September, did the show in September, went back to Portland and worked on the business show during the winter. So I was here during the summer and got to experience the wonderful Alaskan summer and then went back to Portland during the winter.
Yeah.
So I did that for a couple of years. But then a local production company, Aurora Productions, which is owned by Steve Shepard, he bought the show from the company in Portland. And when he bought the show, he asked me if I wanted to continue to manage it. So I came up to interview with him about managing the home show. And then he asked me if I was interested in going to work on his other shows, which were the Great Alaska Sportsman Show, the Beer and Barley Wine Festival, and the Alaska Women's Show. So I started working with Steve for, like I said, about 8 years, and then I decided to start my own company. Right. But whenever I went to work with Steve in 1999, that entailed me moving here full time. So gotcha. I've actually lived here full time since 1999.
That's great. And you mentioned you starting your own company, and one of the ones that is being featured this weekend is the Health and Wellness Expo. Can you explain a little bit about how that got started and the inspiration behind that?
2010, I was diagnosed with a liver disease. It's an incurable disease called primary sclerosing cholangitis. And it's a disease that they can treat to keep it under control, but it still has a tendency to always progress. So I was fortunate enough to have a really good liver doctor here in Anchorage, and he referred me to OHSU in Portland to their liver section down there, and they monitored me over a number of years to make sure that the primary sclerosing cholangitis was kept in check, and then. In 2014, they noticed lesions on my liver, and after about 6 months, they determined that it was a cancerous lesion. So they put me on the transplant list, which just say that I was checked before you can get on the transplant list. I had to go through 3 days of testing. They tested every part of my body. Even my bones to make sure that there was no other cancer anywhere or that I didn't have any other problems because you have to be in good health to get on the transplant list. And so I was on the transplant list for over a year and finally last March 6th of 2017, I was very, very fortunate to get a liver transplant. So I started the health and wellness show, back to your original question, in 2010 because this all of a sudden just hit me that I had this disease that's an incurable something. And the problem with things like liver cancer, even colon cancer, or lots of internal organ cancers is you don't know about them until it's too late.
Right.
I was very fortunate that I was detected early and that I was monitored and that I was doing CAT scans, so they were able to determine that initially whenever my lesions turned to cancerous, so I could have chemo treatments to keep the tumors from growing while I was waiting on the transplant list to get a transplant. If I had not been diagnosed earlier, I would not have had that opportunity. So the health and wellness shows, I started because I want to help educate people about their own health and wellness so that if they do have something happen to them, that they're aware that there are things that you can do to take care of yourself. And we have traditional medicine people in the show. We have alternative medicine or natural medicine. And I just want to expose people to as much education and medicine ways that they can take care of themselves to keep themselves healthy and happy.
Absolutely. And what a great story there, too, and a personal meaning to this expo. And a lot of people are going to be in the same situation. You know, a lot of people, like you touched on, might not know until it's too late. And this is a way to get down there, come out, check out some of the resources, learn about different ways that you can take care of your body to prevent some of these things. But also, if you're facing some of these difficult situations, where you can get help and resources from as well.
Exactly.
Yeah, and this is a tremendous asset to the community. Once again, this Saturday, April 21st and 22nd, the Anchorage Spring Fling for Women and the Health and Wellness Expo here at the Alaska Airlines Center. Free to the public, a great opportunity for the community to come out here and learn a lot. Like we touched on a little bit too, a lot of great seminars that are going on as well. So please take time, visit all the vendors, visit the seminars. There are really great topics on both days to be touched on there too. If you need more information, don't forget to visit Damn Straight Productions. That's D-A-M-M, Straight Productions, plural, .com. A lot of great information on there about the expo this weekend. See a whole list of the vendors and participating companies and the seminars on there as well.
And John, I'd like to also recognize the sponsors of
Absolutely.
Our event, if I may.
Yeah.
First of all, our radio sponsors are Kuhl and K-Bear. Kuhl will be broadcasting live from the show on Saturday, and K-Bear will be broadcasting live on Sunday. And if you want to come down and meet some of the great DJs, why, Phil, you can always say hi to them, too. Bagoy's Florist is one of our major sponsors. They'll be providing free long-stem roses to the first 100 people that come in the door on Saturday. They also provide a very nice reusable canvas bag, and they also will have a very nice floral display by the entry end of the show. R&R Productions is our host for the stage. They will bring in some of their really good sound equipment, and they will serve as a host for the stage presentations. Day in Anchorage and Night Out in Anchorage is a new host, our new sponsor for us this year. And we've been getting a lot of feedback from them, but they'll have a booth here. You can talk to them and see what it is that they do. So I'd like to thank all of the sponsors and, again, invite everybody to come out to the show and see what's new, and I think you'll enjoy it.
Absolutely. And a lot of door prizes and giveaways as well.
Oh, yes. We do have some door prizes. Yeah. Let me mention some of the door prizes that I have here. We have a rafting trip from Nenana Raft Adventures. We have a gift certificate for two. We have several of those, actually, from Alaska Escape Rooms. That's a new business in town. I don't know if you've tried it, but it's very interesting. And also, Graham from there will be doing a seminar about the escape rooms. We have 60-minute massages from People's Integrative Wellness. We have gift baskets and garden tool bags from Wild Iris Promotions. Journey Home is donating for a gift door prize a really nice decorative table for your living room. Coral's Tupper Gems has Tupperware products that she's donating. And we have some ketone health products from Prove It. Begoy's is also giving away a grand prize of fresh cut tulips for a year. So you can win those. Nice. That is one of our grand prizes. And again, as I mentioned, they're also giving away a fresh cut rose for the first 100 attendees on Saturday. So that's some of our door prizes. We'll have more, and you can sign up for those whenever you come into the show by the front entryway, and we'll be drawing for door prizes about every 15 minutes.
Perfect. And once again, the Anchorage Spring Fling for Women coming up this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd, 11 to 6 on Saturday, 10 to 5 on Sunday, free to the public, free parking down here as well. Come down and check it out. We'll be here. It's going to be an exciting event. Really, two expos under one roof. Can't miss it. A lot of great things, like Mike talked about there, too. Really a great event. Thank you so much for taking the time to come in and tell us a little bit about this. Really a great expo here. Don't miss it this weekend, April 21st and 22nd, here at the Alaska Airlines Center.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen, for inviting me. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.